Oasis Audio presents How Would Jesus Vote? By Dr. D. James Kennedy and Jerry Newcomb. Read for you by John Gaker. Chapter 1. Do Jesus and politics mix? But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God." Acts 4, verse 19. Jesus and politics, they do not mix, or so we have been told. Jesus is certainly above politics. The question is, would he have his followers be involved in the political process? On the one hand, we should not put our trust in princes. Syndicated columnist Cal Thomas likes to point out that salvation will not come on Air Force One. Fair enough. Erwin Lutzer, an author and pastor, reminds us that the cross can accomplish things politics cannot. I agree completely and invest most of my time in evangelism and discipleship. On the other hand, I also believe we must be involved in the political process. There's no question conservative Christianity is important in politics. In the wake of the 2006 elections, some progressive leaders among the Republicans blamed the religious right for Democrat gains. Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family shot back, "Values voters are not going to carry the water for the Republican Party if it ignores their deeply held convictions and beliefs." Dobson warned the Republican leadership to think twice before it abandoned their pro-moral, pro-family, and pro-life base. Meanwhile, a November 2006 poll shows that fewer Christians trust the GOP as faith-friendly. The number of people who consider the GOP friendly to religion dropped from 55% to 47%.